Okay, let's get started with Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Dalet. Kuf Nun Dalet. We are on Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom. And we continue Amar Reb Elazar. So if you remember the Mishnah we had on the Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, we're in the parak of Misha Meis. We're in the ninth parak here of Maseches Bava Basra. And we discussed, starting yesterday's Mishnah, what happens if there's a suffik, whether a person with a Shemira or not. We have a Shtar Matana, and there's nothing written inside about whether it was a matna shchemira or not. That's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah on Kufnu Gimel Amud Aleph, Sarech lahavi rai shchemira haya. Right now he's healthy. Right now he's a bari. He's a shchemira. Prove it. Prove it. And unless you could prove that you were a shchemira, we assume you are a bari as you are now, and therefore the Matana stands. And the Chachamim say no, al hamotzi mechaber alav araya, where is the cheskas mamon by the nosein, and therefore he gets to get the money back that we assume that he was a shchemira unless they could prove that he was not a shchemira. That was the machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. We, relating to that, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yaakov. That's what we just had right before where we're going to start from, where the Gemara spoke about mi motzi miyad mi. Who is motzi from who? In a case where there is a matana, right? Rather, the Rashbam in the last couple of skinny lines quoted the case. Matana she'ein kasav el lashon matnas bari, v'lo lashon matnas shchemira. Right? So what's the halacha? So we have the machlokas between Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says, Hu motzi midayim below raya, v'hein ein motzi miyadu el baraya. He could be motzi. He, the nosik, could be motzi without a raya. Rav Nassan says, if he's a bari, I love lahavi raya, that he was a shchemira. If he's a shchemira, alein lahavi raya, that he was a bari. So just to put into our language, Rabbi Yaakov says that the past continued until now. That's what Rabbi Yaakov holds, that whatever was, we assume continued, unless we don't know exactly the chazaka de meikara. Or Rabbi Nassan says no. The present continues to the past. Whatever is now, we assume it was in the past also. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nassan. So now the Gemara is going to relate to that. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, uletuma kemachlokas. And regarding a case of suffik about Tumah Vatara, is the same machlokas Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nassan. Whether we assume the present status was here and we push it back, what we might call chazaka dahashta, or chazaka de meikara, we assume, continues. I'm using those words loosely. This isn't a classic case of chazaka de hashta and chazaka de meikara, which is there's a cheskas isser of an animal or a cheskas psulim. It's not exactly chazaka de hashta, chazaka de meikara, but in it means the previous status and the present status. Right, so that's the machlokas. So, says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar says, the same machlokas that we have here by Dine Mamanis would apply by Tumah Vatara, which itself is a jump, as we always like to point out. Whenever the Gemara quotes various areas of halacha and relates them to each other, that's an assumption. Right? Dine Mamanis is governed by different rules than Tumah Vatara. Dine Mamanis, we're talking about a case of suffik here. So we're going to talk about that. Dine Mamanis has Hamotzi Mechaber Lavaraya. That's the case of suffik. Tumah Vatara, we know, it depends. Suffik Tumah Birushas Arabim is Tahar. Birushas HaYachid is Tameh. Why? Because there's a makar from Maseches Sota and Maseches Nida about from Anisha Sota. But again, the Gemara here compares them. The Gemara assumes, at least in this regard, it would be the same Machlokas. Ula Tumah Kamachlokas. The same case. What's the case? The case is Ditznan. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Taharos, right? The only Masechta that we have that's also named for a Seder, or the Seder also has a Masechta in it. Ditznan. In the olden days, they used to have another one. Maseches Nezikin used to be, as we're still in Maseches Nezikin for another couple of weeks. So says the Mishnah, Ditznan. Bika, b'yamos hachama, a bika, which is an enclosed area, a large area, but it's enclosed. As the Rashbam explains, it's enclosed on all sides, and it is a Rishus Hayachid Mida Oraisa. As we discussed in the past, what's the definition of Rishus Hayachid Daraisa? It's enclosed by four walls, that is maybe even three on a Daraisa level. Discussion in Maseches Erevin. But either way, on a Daraisa, it's enclosed. So, Bika B'Yemosa Chama, in the summer months, a valley Rishus Hayachid L'Shabbos. It is a Rishus Hayachid for Hilchos Shabbos. If I throw from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, or if I carry, that's an Issa Daraisa of Hotza'ah. U'Rishus HaRabim L'Tumah. But regarding Hilchos Tumah Vatara, it's not a private area. Right? So it's people walk there. So what? It's surrounded by four walls. But it's a very public area. So regarding Hilchos Tumah Vatara, a Sota, Yichud, so this is not private. And therefore, it is a Rishus HaRabim L'Tumah, and therefore Safek is Tahar. B'emos ha-geshem, but in the rainy season, then people don't walk into these areas, there's things growing there, it's muddy, so therefore, Rishos HaYachar lakan alakan. This, and then even for Ilchus Tumah, it would be a Rishos HaYachar. What does that have to do with us? So the Rashbam fills in the blanks. What happens if somebody comes to a rabbi and says, I walk through this field, and there was a suffix of Tumah, I'm not sure if it was the rainy season, I'm not sure if it was the summer. So what's the halacha? If it was the rainy season A, if there was it was the winter B. So what do? So that's the machlokas. That's the same, just like Rabbi Nassan says, you go by the present, whatever it is now. Rabbi Nassan said, he's a shchimira now, you assume he was a shchimira then. He's a bari now, bari then. So if it's the winter now, you assume he walked in the winter. If it's the summer now, you assume he walked in the summer. That's Rabbi Nassan. While Rabbi Yaakov says no, Rabbi Yaakov says, the chazaka is that he has a cheskas tahara before he became tame, and there's where you would go by the original chazaka. So that is the application of the same machlokas for Tumah V'Tahara as we have by Dini Mamonis. Rabbi Chanan here is bothered. He doesn't answer it. He just points out, as we just pointed out, that it's somewhat surprising of the comparison. Not only, he doesn't, we focused on the fact that Tumah V'Tahara and Dini Mamonis would have the same rules. But Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shirim here in Tav Kuf Nun Tes has a different ha'ara. He says, V'hinei hachat ma'ari dizmana matana yadua. What's our case in our Mishnah? You know that this was a matana. You don't know if he was a shchimira at the time that he gave it. What about the other way? What if you know he was a shchimira, but you don't know what day the matana was? That's a different type of case. That would be a different case, and that's what's really comparable to our case, right? In the case of the Mishnah, you don't know if he was a shchimira or not. You know the Maisa Nesina took place. Here, in our case, we're comparing it to, you don't know what season it was. So it's not an exact parallel, Rabbi Chanan says, but okay, he points that out. Sometimes the Gemara makes a jump that is somewhat surprising, but the Gemara does it here, at least in this regard, even though it's somewhat of a loose connection. Good. Let's continue for a moment. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Lo Shanu, the Rashbam points out, this is a separate statement, not to do with our machlokas. Lo Shanu, Ela Shalo, Avru, Olav, V'yimos, Akshamim. When do we say that there can be a distinction between whether this Vika, this valley is called a Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, if it's the summer, it's Rishus HaRabim, if it's the Yimos Akshamim, it's Rishus HaYachid? That's only if you've never had a rainy season in this field yet. It's never happened yet, since the growth of whatever plant you're planting started. Avar alvar alav yosak shamim, once you had one rainy season, and it's called a Rishus HaYachid, it can't switch back. Rishus HaYachid lakan alakan. You can't go back and forth. Oh, now it's Rishus HaYachid, now it's Rishus HaRabim, back and forth. Why not? Where can you go back and forth? Says the Rashbam, two days. Says the Rashbam, about six lines up for the bottom, Sulo pakamine shem rishus hayachid afilu mishi yagiu yimos achama v'tevi la'olam rishus hayachid l'kan l'kan. Why? Rashbam has two deos. V'svara ma'al yasehi. It's a svara. What is that svara? He doesn't tell us. He just says it's a svara ma'al yasehi. Or, oh, chumrat rabbanan hi. Okay, chumrat rabbanan. But what's the first day? The first day is obviously daraisa. It's a svara. Ask Tosus, what's the svara? He said, it's such a great svara. What's the svara? Tosfos says in the second wide line, V'chei's a svara he. I don't understand. If people don't go there, it's Rishus HaYachid. If people go there, it's Rishus HaRabim. Why shouldn't it switch back and forth? So Tosfos quotes a different pshat from Rabbeinu Chananel, but the Rishash here says, uses the Lashon, K'chucha V'tzlula. Right, people want to know, halachically, what is this place? What is this? Today it's Rishus HaYachid, tomorrow it's Rishus HaRabim? People will think halacha is a joke. What do you mean? Things could change every week. Today it's this, and today it's that, back and forth, and back and forth. So, suggest to Rishash, maybe that's what, when you have a bika, which is already a Rishus HaYachin Mida Oraisa. And now, once the rainy season starts, we're gonna say, you know what, it stays that way, forever. We don't want people to have an askance way of looking at halacha, and we find that sometimes we don't want people to think that something's a joke, and therefore we would have certain rules in the realm of halacha. Okay, we spoke about Hotzah. Obviously, it's, I haven't spoken about it in a long time, but if you remember, Hotzah is a unique one of the malachas, right? Rosh Hashanah Yachid L'Inyan Shabbos. That's the first malacha that is spoken about in Masechah Shabbos. It is probably, not probably, is for sure, the malacha that has the most press in Masechah Shabbos and Erevin. The most dafim are on that malacha. Borer gets one amud. Right, it's a pretty, Bishul gets a little more than that. Ma'amer gets a couple of lines. You know, there is certain, but Hotzah gets prakim and prakim and prakim. And it's the first malacha, the Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Beis. Why did the Masechta start off with Hotzah, number 39? Start off with number 1, not 39. So Tosfos quotes a couple of days, but one of them is the ironic day that says, it's exactly because it is not such a unique malacha in terms of its strength. And Matos says, Lashon Hotzah Malacha Gerua. It is a weak malacha. You're not creating anything. Every other malacha I've created, I've colored, I've shechted, I've cleaned, I've planted. What did I do by Hotzah? I went from here and I put it over here. That's Hotzah. What did I do? I didn't change the item at all. But the answer is, it's still a malacha. Hotzah malacha grua. It's a chiddush. And that's why Tosfos says in Shabbos Daf Beis, that's why you have to start off with that, because you wouldn't have thought it's a malacha. And that's why Tosfos in, later on in Shabbos, Tzadivav area or so, Tosfos says, that's why you need a pasuk. The Bora doesn't say it in the Torah, it just says, lo sasa kol malacha. You need a pasuk when it comes to Hotzah, ve'avir kol b'machane, because I might not have thought it's a malacha, because it's such a, so to speak, a weak malacha, and that's why it is the Masechta has to start off with it. Okay, a lot about Hotzah, but we'll leave that for now. Good, says the Gemara. V'chachamim omrim. Hamotzi mechaveru alav haraya. So the Chachamim say, back in the Mishnah, again remember, there's a machlokas between the person who owned the property and the receiver. I have a shtar matana that you gave me all this property. You say, no, you were a shlimira. I say, you aren't a shlimira. It's mine. So you got better? What do you mean you got better? No, you were never sick. Doesn't say anything in the shtar. So the Chachamim say, that I have to prove it. I, the receiver, have to prove that he was healthy at the time. Or else we assume he was a shchemira. Why? Cheskas mamon. It's his, up until today. That's one of the strongest chazakas that we know of. Muchzak. Hamotze mechaver ala raya, which we'll talk about a little bit later. On the daf. So that's why I have to bring a raya. What raya do I have to bring? I have to prove that he was a shchemira. So how do I do that? Says the Gemara, Raya b'mai. With what? Says the Rashbam on top, Bein l'Rabbanan, Bein l'Rabbi Meir. The question is according to either. Right? The Rabbanan say that the receiver has to bring the Raya. Rabbi Meir says that the giver, the Rishchimir, has to bring a Raya. But either way, what kind of Raya? Machlokas. Rav Huna amar Raya be'edim. Rav Huna says a Raya with Edim. Rav Huna says, let's go with the Rabbanan Shita. The receivers have to bring a raya. They have to bring witnesses that he was healthy, that he was walking around, that he was jogging that day. Right? They have to bring a raya. Right? There must have been people. They know where he works. They know where he... It should be pretty simple to prove that he was not a shchiv mira on that day. So they have to bring that raya, raya be'edim. Rav Chizda, v'rabba, v'rav Huna amri, raya b'kiyim ashtar. No, raya b'kiyim ashtar. Meaning, we know, we're going to talk about this bit more on tomorrow's daf. Midaraisa, ashtar is kosher. I have a shtar with two edim signed on it, it's kosher. There's a rabbinic requirement, takana drabanan, kiyim shtaris. To aver that the shtar, to verify that the shtar is kosher and the edim are kosher. How do I do that? One of three ways. As the Gemara and the Rambam codify, either I have to get the edim to say these are our signatures, or I have to get other people to say that these are so-and-so signatures, or I have to get another shtar that's already mekuyam and compare it and see if the signatures are the same. Okay, kiyim shtaris. That is the halacha that we know from elsewhere. So Rav Huna says that's what the receiver has to do here. He has a shtar that he has a shtar matana, that this person gave him the money. I don't have to prove whether he's a shchemira or not. I just have to have the edim, mekayim these edim. Once the shtar is mekuyam, so then that's it. Then it's mine. I'm allowed to keep the matana. So what's the root of the machlokas? Rav Huna amar raya be'edim. According to, we have a machlokas here, amoraim, about a machlokas tanoim. So now the Gemara is going to explain the machlokas amoraim. So at root, what do they say is the machlokas tanoim? We know what they say. Now we have to know why they say it. Edim versus kiyam ashtar. That's the raya brought in the Mishnah. But what exactly is behind that shita? So here we go. Ravuna amar raya be'edim kamiflagi beplokta d'Rav Yaakov Rabbi Nassan. Ravuna says they have to bring edim, that root. That's why this is here. This is the machlokas, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nassan, as we just explained. Rabbi Nassan, who says whatever is true now was always true, and therefore we assume he was healthy. If he's healthy now, he was healthy then. So they have to bring a raya to undo that status and prove that he was a shchemira. And vice versa for Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Meir, who says that the gift stays with the receiver unless he can prove that he was a shchemira. I was like Rabbi Nassan, as we just said. Because right now you're healthy, we assume you were healthy for the past, unless we know otherwise. For Rabbanan, Rabbi Yaakov, and the Rabbanan say, no, like Rabbi Yaakov, that whatever was past continue, we assume he was a shchemira. That's what Rav Huna assumes the machlokas is. And to get over that assumption, we need witnesses. We need witnesses to disprove, to undermine that assumption. Rav Chista, Rabbi Barav Huna, Amri, no, Raya b'Kiyum Ashtar. What is that machlokas about? If the machlokas is about whether Kiyum Shtaris would be enough, Kamiflagi, the machlokas is, and the Gemara quotes here, a Shas topic, Bimode b'Shtar Shekasvo, Tzorach L'Kaimo. The case of Mode b'Shtar Shekasvo, I have a Shtar. And we know there's a requirement of Kiyum Shtaris. But I bring it to best, and you say, yeah, the Shtar, I wrote that Shtar. I agree that that Shtar is kosher, but but something. The second that I say, I agree that the shtar was written correctly, do we stop and don't listen to him anymore? Mode b'shtar shekasvu. He admits that the shtar was written. Sarach l'kaimo, do we still require kiyum shtaris? If the baldovar, if the mischayev admits, the dasa mischayev, he admits that the shtar is a kosher shtar, do we still require? Well, why wouldn't you require? Why would you require? Well, that gets into the Rashbam quotes here. We'll talk about it a little bit. If I'm the whole source that I'm saying that the shtar is kosher, well, you better keep listening to me. Because pesha asar, hu pesha hitir. Right? If I'm the one that gave the shtar the strength, so then I should be able, if I have a good reason, a good explanation, to undermine the shtar, to destroy the shtar. Pesha asar, hu pesha hitir. Right? Remember the Gemara Maseches Ksubis. The Mishnah says a woman comes to the city and says, hi, I'm divorced. Okay, great. I would have thought she was single. If she says, I'm married, I was married, and then I'm divorced, so we believe her. If we know she used to be married, and then she comes and says, I'm divorced, we're not going to believe her, unless she has a get. Unless there are eidim that she got divorced. Pesha asar, hu pesha hitir. So that is the svara for tsarech l'kaimo. Reb Meir holds, right, tsarech l'kaimo. I said it, but I'm saying there's a problem with the shtar, so you still have to be mekayim it. While the other shita says no. The second that I say that the shtar is makuyim, it's automatically kosher. So let's read it. The modi b'shtar shekasvo tzarach l'kaimo. To Rabbi Meir Savar, modi b'shtar shekasvo eino tzarach l'kaimo. Rabbi Meir says it does not have to be makuyim. Meaning, in this case, where the giver says, yes, it was a shtar, and now he wants to add, but I was a shchemira, no, we don't listen to him. And if he wants to, right, this is Rabbi Meir, right, eino tzarach l'kaimo, it's automatically a good shtar. So now you have to review the giver, have to prove that you were a shchemira. For Rabbanan Savri, Modi B'Shar Shakas, but Tzorach L'Kayim, the Rabbanan say no. Modi B'Shar Shakas, he's still to Mekayim it. Why? Pesha Asar. Pesha Asar Shehitir, and therefore, you would still have to be Mekayim it. 2 points. Number one, let's talk about each side. Let's talk about the Shita of the Rabbi Meir. That's the first one of the Gemara. Right? So, Modi B'Shar Shakasvo, Ain Tzorach L'Kayim. What about Pesha Asar? I'm the one that's saying it's kosher. Why you should have to listen, continue listening to me. Just because I say it's kosher, but I'm saying that, not that it's kosher, I'm saying that it was written, but there's a problem with it. So why don't you say Pesha Asar? It's a question of, why don't you say like there's a Migu? Migu, I could have said that it's not kosher. This is a question of the Rishonim. But the Achronim really bolster and explain this. Rav Soloveitchik has a whole yard site here regarding this topic. And this is what we've touched on in the past, the magic of a shtar. The magic of a shtar. I have a shtar that says you owe me money, and it's signed by two witnesses. How do I know that it hasn't been paid up? How do I know that the edim are kosher? How do I know so many different things that it's not forged? That's the chiddush of shtaris. The chiddush of shtaris is that the shtar talks. Tfisas bal hashtar. When the person who is owed is holding the shtar, that shtar has power. That shtar communicates, I am kosher, so to speak. You could collect from this shtar. And if I'm holding it, that power is is absolute. And that is why the second, it could be the second that the shtar is verified by me, even though you should say, Pesha Asa Pesha Yitir, no, the second that I know it's a kosher shtar, it's a kosher shtar, right? Rav Salvechik, in one of the his Yartzei Shirim, this is in Osios Nikos Mesira. Most of his Yartzei Shirim, I was never Zocha to be at one, but they say it was, most of them are Arachayim topics. Mostly Arachayim topics, Kriyashman, Kiddush, and he has one or two which get into other areas, but they said he tried it, and then said, well, it didn't work. So it worked, but obviously he felt like the Am was more mitchaber to the Arachayim topics. Sibrut Yis Mitzrayim, and Kriyashma, and Tefillah, and Takanas Moshe. But there's a few. One of them is Osios Niklas Mesira. That's one of the ones about Shtaris. So there he writes, Hashtar Meyid Al Kol Hadvarim HaMispatchim Gamachare Chasima Se'edim U'Mesiraso. A shtar could testify about itself even by later developments, after the Edom signed it. Ulama al-Lachazu mishtayeches rak l'prati ha-maisa mefurit b'shtar atzmo. Avalo l'bubacheres. Okay, that's about the Mechira. But either way, that the shtar talks. So that's why the second that I say I wrote the shtar, it could be that we don't listen to the next words that you're about to say. Even though there's a principle of Pesh Asar. Rabbi Meir holds of the principle in general, but here it wouldn't apply by shtaris. You might not say pesha asar by shtaris. That's on the one hand. But now let's talk about pesha asar, the chachamim shita. As we have, that is what we hold. Moda b'shtar shakasvo, the rabbana hold, sarach l'kaimo. You still have to be mekayimit because pesha asar, pesha itir. If I'm the one that gave you the information, you have to continue listening to me, and you still require kiyum shtaris. We've spoken in the past that is two places where the Gemara says explicitly, there's a third place where there's a similar lashon, where the Gemara says on pesha asar, l'malikra svarahu. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Chavetz quotes a pasuk to teach me that principle, and then the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? It's just a svara. So you don't need a pasuk. Svara is on the level of daraisa. Pure logic. So the Gemara says, you're right, and therefore goes on to something else. The other source is also on today's daf. Hamotzi mechaveiro alavaraya. That's the other halach in Baba Kama Memvav, where the Gemara says, how do you know Hamotzi mechaveiro alavaraya? The Gemara quotes a pasuk, and then this is what you need a pasuk for. It's a svara, right, with the language of the Gemara. If you remember, lamali kras svarahu. Dekaiv le keive azal beyasya. Whoever has the pain goes to the doctor. Right, if I'm not sick, I'm not going to go to the doctor. If you're sick, you go to the doctor. So too. If you're sick, you want to be motzi mamon, you're sick, you need something, so you go. You have to prove it. That's called lekeve, azal be'asyos. That's why the Gemara there also says that, you're right, it's a svar, we don't need the pasuk. There is an interesting question that sometimes we mentioned in this sugya of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua in the beginning of the sixth parak of Bracha says that the Gemara there, the maskanas ha-Gemara, when the Gemara is trying to find a source for birchas hanenin, the fact that we say Shahako, Bore Priya 8, the fact that we make Birchas Hanenin, the Gemara says, Svara. Gemara tries to bring a pasuk and then ends up by saying, Asur Lahenas Walam Azebelo Bracha. I was stealing from God, we have to make a bracha. We have to be matir. Asur Lahenas Walam Azebelo Bracha. Wow. Says the Pnei Yeshua, it's a Svara, but Svara is on the level of Daraisa. So why is it that all poskim assume that Birchas Hanenin are Durabanan? Why is only Birchas Hamazon Daraisa and maybe Birchas HaTorah? Why? It should be Daraisa. And says the Bnei Yeshua, Lulei Demistafina, if I wouldn't be scared, I would think it is Daraisa, and don't tell me, Savik Brachas Lahakel, doesn't that show his Drabanan? No. Says the Bnei Yeshua, it could be that Kahai Gavna, there is no Chiyah Bracha, because you have counter pressure of Bracha Shein Etzricha. But it could still very well be, says the Pnei Yeshua, that Birchas Hananin is Daraisa. That's the question of the Pnei Yeshua there in Brachas Daf Lamed Hei. Liril and Yazdaiti, Dafilu and Tipsalomar, Tisvarazu, Havi Nami Mi Daraisa, Afilu Hachi Asi Shapir, Hadakaim Lansari Brachas Lakel, Mishuntalo Shayach Lahachmir, Kima Dasal Varach, Brachas Shayach Sricha. Right, it's a Chumra, Dasal De Kula. I'm going to be Machmer, I'll say another Bracha. That's not a Chumra, that's a Kula. To say a bracha shein etzricha, pshemachi memela az the lahach svara. That's why you wouldn't be machmer in a case of suffik. Either way, that's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher and Dvarim notes maybe he can be mechalik between the svara of brachos and the svara of hamos mechaber lavaraya and pesha asar. But if I would ask the average person on the street who's never opened up a gemara, maybe even a non-Jew, hamos mechaber lavaraya, make sense? Does that make sense? They would say sure. Yeah, you want to take money? Prove it. That's pure intellectual logic. Pesha aso pesha hitir. Make sense? Logical? Sure, perfect. Making brachas before you eat. You do that? No. It's a nice thing, but it's not like the same level as the others. This is what we might call logic of the heart and logic of the mind. Right? The first two are logic of the mind. Those are the svaras, the Gemara says, Lamali Kras Svarahu, on the level of Daraisa. But an ethical svara, a hashkafic svara, like we like to say. So that we know that's logical, but not everybody would think it's logical. You got the biggest atheist in the world that would believe in the most of a chavera lavaraya and pesh asa pesh hitir, but they're not going to believe in the svara of birchas hanenin. But either way, this is a little on pesha asar. So again, but that's the basis for the sugi here of mode bishtar shekasu. Okay, let's continue. So Gemara says machlokas amarav about the machlokas tanoim, and we explain what's the root of the machlokas, either about Tzorach l'kaimo, ain't tzorach l'kaimo, or the first case about Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nassim. Says the Gemara, v'hafligu b'chad ha-zimna, but didn't we have this machlokas tanoim elsewhere? If you're right, Rabba Barafuna, if you're right that the machlokas in the Mishnah is about mode b'shtar shekasvu, but we already have that machlokas, is in the Mishnah Maseches Ksubis. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wouldn't have given us the same machlokas two times. V'afliga b'chada zimna d'tanya ein ne'emanim l'poslo divir Rabbi Meir v'chacham omrim ne'emanim. Remember that case? Edim say, yeah, those are our signatures, but we had a gun to our head when we signed it. Anusim hayinu. Or we were paid a lot of money to do it. Machmas Tefashos, Machmas Mamon, not getting into the differences right now, but the Mishnah there said, our Eidim believed. Right? If Eidim come and say, yeah, those are our signatures, but it was fake. So, Einem on the post, Mayor says, these Eidim are not powerful enough to pass the Shtar. Why? Because the second that they said they signed the Shtar, it's done. Ain't Sarach Lakaimo, and they don't have the power to passel it. Vachachamim Omrim Ne'aman. And the Chachamim say, no, they are. They are Ne'aman. They have the power to passel it. Same machlokas. Mode b'shar shakas, with Sarach Lakaimo, ain't Sarach Lakaimo. So what do we have the same machlokas, both here in Boba Basra, Kufnun Gimel, and Ksubis there on Daf Yud Ches? So the Gemara says, Shricha. No, maybe you still need both each of the machlokas teach us something. If you only had that case in Ksubis, maybe only over there the Rabbanan say that they're powerful enough to ruin it. Why? Who's doing the ruining there? Who's saying there's a problem? The witnesses themselves, not the Baldavar. The witnesses are saying we were forced. So maybe that's where the Rabbanan would say that you can't believe the Shtar, because they say there's a problem here. That's where Sarach, that's where they would have the power, and Sarach Lakaimo. Aval Hacha, Hu Delavko Kamine, Emalo. But here, who's ruining it? The Baldavar, not the Edim. The Baldavar is ruining it. Who said he has that power? He's one person, and he's an Ogebadavar. So maybe I would have thought that here, everybody would agree that he does not have the power to ruin it. Kamashmalan, that's why you have to have our Mishnah. The Itmar Baha, and if you only had our Mishnah, Beha Ka'amar Rebbe Meir. Maybe only over here Rebbe Meir says that he does not have the power. Same story, because he's the Baldavar. Abo Bahache Mamodul Rabbana, but maybe over there he would agree that the Edim do have the power. Sricha, that's what you need, both machlokos. Good. Part one. Next part of the Gemara. Vechen Amar Abba Raiba Edim. Rabbah also says that the raya that has to be brought in the Mishnah, like Rafuna says, is be'edim. Amar le Abaya. Abaya says, my time. Other Ritva says here, Abaya is not arguing, he's just trying to understand, right, Rabbah, right, according to, by and Rabbah. So I'm only by my time. What's the svar? Why do you have to bring edim? E name, mitakuluk sivbahu kad havi mahalach al ragloi b'shuka. If it's because Moshtaros say, that the person was healthy. It says explicitly in the shtar. When the person was on his legs in the marketplace, ubaha lok sivba, and in this shtar it does not say that he was walking around in the shuk. So is that a reyasa? That's why you have to bring witnesses that he was a shchiv mira? Shma mina shchiv mira have? I'm sorry. That's because it doesn't say that, it must be that he was a shchiv mira, because it doesn't say that he was healthy. Shma mina shchiv mira have? Maybe just the opposite. Adaraba. Midakuluk sivbuhu. Since by all shtaros of shchivmira, it says, kad kotzer v'rami ba'arse. He's stuck in bed. And he's sick in bed. V'halok sivba. And here it doesn't say that. Shmamina bariyavi. Maybe that proves the opposite, that he's a bari. Doesn't say anything. So, ella, ikilamim rahachi, ikilamim rahachi. We don't know which one. So, uki memona, becheskas mare. Right, we don't know. It doesn't say either line, so therefore we say cheskas mamon, and that's why they have to bring edim to undermine the cheskas mamon. Again, the most mechaver of araya, as we just said, is a svara. Even though it's a svara, we know there are different understandings of that svara. Rebbe Chanan in the Kovas Ha'aris, among others, earlier talk about how strong or how should we understand the idea of muhsak, the idea of hamotz mechaver of araya. If you come over to me and say, "Can I please have that watch? It's my watch." I say, "It's my watch. I know what you're talking about." He says, no, it's my watch. I gave it to you for a day. You need a watch." I'm like, "It's my watch. So you have to prove. Hamotz mechaver l'araya. What if I then go and marry a woman with that watch?" That's always the litmus test. For is it yours? So if I go marry a woman with it, so is that a Safik Kiddushin? Or is that a Vada Kiddushin? When I say Muhsak, do I say it's Vada mine? Or you could keep it unless we know otherwise. That's not a, L'chora, it's mine vaday. Because until you prove it, it's muhsak. I'm vaday, and I can marry a woman with it. And if it's a lulav, I could be yosei talad minim. Whatever lachem is needed. But that's at least a question. It's a question of, you know, how much, sometimes, if it just come over to me and I have a watch, fine. Some cases aren't as strong. Like here, you know it was given, but you don't know if it was a shchiv meira. Would that also be muhsak on a vaday level? So one might even be mechalik between different types of Amosim and Chaver Olav Araya cases. The classic case of Rashur Shagha Chazapara, you know, about a cow and a baby, you don't know if the ox gored it before, it gave birth before or after. So some cases aren't as clear, but that's the topic that Rabbi Chanan discusses in Simin Ayin Aleph. Okay, we continue. Ube plugged the Rabbi Chanan. And the same machlokas that we just had about Raya be'edim or be'kiyam ashtar is the same machlokas as follows. We plucked the Rabbi Yochanan amar Raya be'edim, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar Raya be'kiyam ashtar. The wonderful brothers-in-law, Rabbi Talmud, so many stories, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but yeah, we have another machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says Raya be'edim, Reish Lakish says Raya be'kiyam ashtar. Ace there, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish, "How could you say it's kiyam ashtar? I'll bring you a story that's a Raya that it was with edim." What's the story? Maisa b'Bnei Brak. Story in B'nai Brak. So if we know B'nai Brak, we know who's going to be the rabbi that's involved in this story. Two lines from now, Rabbi Akiva. We know that from the Haggadah. B'nai Brak. Maisa b'Bnei Brak. We'll get back to B'nai Brak with Hashem. Be'echad shemachar b'nechse aviv. Somebody sold property from his father, Vames. What happens? Yaakov dies. And one of the sons, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, one of them sells some of the property, and then that son dies. And the Shaila was, how old was that son when he died? Because as we'll see on tomorrow's daf, the minimum age that we allow a child to sell karka is 20 years old. And we don't know what midaraisa, maybe 13, obviously he's a gadol. We'll talk more about that by the Shem on tomorrow's daf. But we don't know how old he was. The other brothers say, he wasn't old enough. He wasn't old enough. He didn't have a right to sell. We want that property back. And the lekuchos, the ones who bought the property, say, of course he was old enough. That's the machlokas here in Bnei Brak. Umes, so this son died. Ubo Bnei Mishpacha, so the family came. The Iru Lamar, Katan Ayy Bishas Misa. They say he was a Katan when he died, and therefore he had no right to sell. Right, the Rashbam quotes Tamar's Gemara, that, right, it's age 20. So Ubo Shalas Rabbi Akiva. So the family wanted to, they came and asked, wanted to ask Rabbi Akiva, Mahu Lebotko. Could we check him? What do you mean check him? Could we exhume his body in order to check whether he was a gadol or not? Whoa. Ma'alabotko. Amar lahem. Right, Rabbi Kiva says to them, right, see on the bottom, look at the last couple of lines in the Rashbam. V'karmal l'kamon. Eni yachalim kor b'nechzi aveh v'chiyah ben esrim. V'lo noti anachasim yiches kaseinu. V'halukuchos lo matzu edim. Sheyomur gadol haya. The lukuchos didn't find witnesses. V'lakachut zruchu l'botko. They wanted to check. Ukisha lo yuchal lebotko, v'gam ha'edem lo matzu, hifsidu, and at the end, they were matzu because of Mechaz Mechaber of Araya, as we'll see soon. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says Rabbi Akiva to them, sorry, Amar lahem, iatem rasham lenavlo. You cannot do nivel ames. You can't exhume him just to check if he's, what age he was. The Gemara is going to talk about that we've shown him. What do you mean? What are you checking for? If he's 20, don't you have simanim at age 13? 13 to 20, they'll get on tomorrow's daf. Number one, Bikiva says, we're not exhuming him. V'yod, simanim asurin l'shtanas lachamisa. And also, simanim change after death. They change after death, so it's not even going to help. The Ramban says right here, it must be, what about death? What about a few weeks after he sold it? It must be that he died right after he sold it. That's you have to say the cases, says the Ramban. Or else you have another problem. Maybe he became a gadol while he was still alive, before he died. So Ramban says you have to say that. It must be that he died right afterwards. So that is the story. That is the story. Even before we turn over and see what the raya is. When we talk about gavus and simanim, it's always good to remember the chazaka de rabba. What does Rabbah say? Rabbah says in Maseches Nida that if a boy or a girl reaches shanim, we assume they have simanim, right? Because really, for a daraisa level, we need age, and physical maturity, shtei sairos. So says Rabbah, if there is age, we assume there was simanim. That's Chazaka de Rabbah, the Chazaka of Rabbah. Would we pass it like Chazaka de Rabbah? By the Rabbanans and not by daraisas. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Arachayim and Simin Nunhei. Im lo hevi shtei sairos, afilu hu gadol b'shamim, tino kekatan. If we know he doesn't have two sairos, so then he has the status of a katan, and he can't do anything. Umiyu says the Rama, ein medaktikin b'sairos. El kol sheigi el achlal shenosav, mechazkinan oso kegadol, v'omrim lo inyizem, mistama hevi shtei sairos. Quoting the Maharik. We assume we pass on like Chazaka de Rabbah by dinim de Rabbanan. So that is why a bar mitzvah boy lanes his parsha because kriyas haTorah is drabanan, and he could do a bircha zimun. Again, Sfardim have different rules. They allow certain ketanim even. You don't have to be a gadol for certain what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But the minhag, the Rama says for Ashkenazim that we rely on chazaka drabah for drabanan and not for daraisas. That's why, for example, it comes up often, not often, once in a while. Parsha Zachar, if a bar mitzvah is parsha Zachar, so laning the parsha is fine. But the maftir, you know, most would not allow the katan to lane the maftir because that is a din daraisa. A bar mitzvah boy can't blow shofar and can't be motzi anyone in a daraisa. That's why it comes up sometimes. Sometimes Friday night at a bar mitzvah, sometimes they want to honor the bar mitzvah boy with making kiddush. So that's questionable because, okay, maybe the men were yotze daraisa and shul, they daven, but some of the women, you have to rely on Rabbi Kiva Eger saying good Shabbos, you yotze daraisa. It's a little more, let him bench. Doesn't have to make kiddush for the olam. But again, that's relating to simanim. But here, they wanted to ask Rabbi Akiva, let's exhume him. And he said, no, what are you talking about? I don't want you to be menavel him. And also, simanim can change la'achar misa. We'll get back to that, but let's first continue. Says the Gemara. Bishlama lididi. So this is again Rabbi Yochanan talking to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan who says Raya Be'edim, is he asking a kashan Reish Lakish, who says Kiyam Ashtar. So Bishlama lididi, according to me, Da'amina Raya Be'edim, I say the Raya they have to bring here is with Edim. And we're comparing Edim of Shchiv Mira and Edim his age. Kivanda Amar Lilakuchos Aisu Edim. Rabbi Kiva said to the buyers, bring Edim, right, that he was a katan. Below Ashko, they didn't find. So the Lakuchos come and say, check him. He's not a family member. So check him. But according to Yerush Lakuch, who says that all you have to do is be Mekayim the Shtar, what do you have to check? Just do be Mekayim the Shtar. You have to go and exhume the body? Just be Mekayim the Shtar. What is, I don't understand. Right? Mistama, you'll find Edim to be Mekayim the Shtar. It's a much easier option. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Shlokish answers back to Rabbi Yochanan. Mi Savris Nichse Becheskas B'nei Mishpacha Kaimi? No, we're missing the case. We're missing a detail. We think that the B'nei Mishpacha still has the Nechasim, and the buyers are trying to be motzi from them. No, the opposite. Because of Lukuchos Ma'ari, the Lukuchos are coming and trying to be Ma'arer. No, the case is Nichse Becheskas Lukuchos Kaimi. The Lukuchos, the buyers already have the property. So even according to Reish Lakish, right, what are you going to be Mekayim the Shtar? That's counterproductive. The children want to be motzi. They want to say the shtar is not a good shtar. So even Reish Lakish would agree here that you can't do kiyam hashtar. That's against what they're trying to do. The gossip of B'nai Mishpacha become ma'arer. And the B'nai Mishpacha are going to be ma'arer, and that's why everybody would agree. Even Reish Lakish would agree in this case that kiyam hashtar is not going to work because it's going against what they wanted. And Achanami Mistaba, Reish Lakish even adds, it also makes sense from the language. Mita ka'amar lahu, since he, Rabbi Akiva, says to them, iatem rasharim lenavlo. Rabbi Akiva says to whoever is complaining, I'm not going to do Nival Ames. The case ended. They didn't argue with that. They were quiet. So, if you say it's family members, you understand why they didn't say anything. They're told by Rabbi Akiva, don't be manavel your mace. Okay, Mishamach Yishtiku, we understand that. The family members feel personally connected. But if you would have said that it's the Lukuchos that are coming to complain, I'm Aishasku. Why would they be quiet? What do they care? Lemru le anan zuze yahavinon le linvo. We want our money. Nivala Mace? Okay, that's not my problem. So if you don't have a relative, so then maybe they should have answered Rabbi Akiva. So you understand, Rabbi Slagish says, that's my raya, that it's the nechasim are becheskas lekuchos. One final line related to this. So Gemara just knocks out that last tachanami mistavra. Imi shemha lo arya. If you think that's a proof, that's not such a proof. Hachi ka'amar lehu. Really, Rabbi Akiva said 2 points. Chada, de'i atem rashoim lenavlo. Number one, you can't do nivala meis. This is not a need. Va'od, v'chitemru, zuze shakil linva v'linva. And if you want to say, well, what do you mean? We gave money. Simanim asim lishtanos lachar misa. Simanim can still be mishtanos, so it's not going to help to exhume. So either way, machlokos, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, which is parallel to the earlier machlokes as well. Exhuming a body, as we know, is extremely rare. We do it for very, very rare reasons. Maybe to bury an Eretz Yisrael, if there is a tzarech. The Pischei Tshuva in Eben Ezer discusses for aguna, heter agunos, machlokes achrona bui paskin. We paskin that to be motzi, right? To be motzi for aguna issues. We would uncover to identify a niftar so a woman could get remarried. So there are certain cases where we would. Nival HaMeis itself is also a major sugya in the postgame in terms of autopsy, in terms of harvesting organs. Again, major discussions that come up. Do you need a sakaras lefashas bifanecha, or what about in general, you know, donating one's body to science? These are all the sugyas that are related to nival HaMeis and iser hana'a min HaMeis. Those are two different sugyas, but related to each other. Sometimes they overlap. The Chashuke Chemet here discusses, because this is on this stuff, so we'll mention that one here. He has a case. He was asked, there was a case that someone gave a kidney to a fellow person, Darm Karat Klia Lachavero, Ula'achar Ptiras Hamushtal. A year or two later, the recipient died for some other reason, nothing to do with the kidney. And the giver wants to know if he could get the kidney back. I know, I'm not talking about the medical side of it now, but that was the question. Tarim Klia Lachavero, Ula'achar Ptiras Hamushtal HaTorem Rotzeh Usa B'Chazara. He says, "Lachar shon nifter makabel beikvot tunat zrachim, rachman al-aslan car accident o al-mitaso, fatorem mivakesh, lokab chazaret kliyaso, l'famim zayit tanabe rosh." So he goes through the sugyas of nival ameis. Is this an understanding? Lachar, that talks about taking, because it's Sisal Yezer, about taking out a defibrillator after somebody's nifter. What if you want to use it for somebody else? Is there nival ameis there if you want to use it for another person? These are all labitic topics here, but this is one of the sugyas that Rabbi Kiva says, nival ameis. But that was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Baal Mar D'Asra of Bnei Brak. We mentioned in the past various times Rabbi Akiva was always the optimistic one in Shas, the end of Maseches Makos, and the Haggadah they went to Rabbi Akiva, because he always gives them a chizuk after not having a Beis HaMikdash, and Rabbi Akiva on his Rebbe's deathbed in Maseches Sanhedrin and Chelek, and he was laughing and everybody else is crying. It's always Rabbi Akiva. Maybe I thought that was always thought that was the Panovitcher Rebbe who had that amazing optimism when he went into Bnei Brak when there was nothing there, and he said, we could do it. That's the place. That's Rabbi Akiva. He gets that from Rabbi Akiva centuries earlier. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Sha'al, there's a Tashma in parentheses, Sha'al Rabbi Shimon Lakach is Rabbi Yochanan. Zu Shishriva Mishas Bar Kapara, there's a Braisa of Bar Kapara. Hare Shahaya Ochel Sade Uba Becheska Shui Shalo. Somebody is eating in a field. The Karal of Echad Irer Lomar Shalihi, V'hosi Zes, and somebody comes and says, you're eating on my field. Doesn't say how long. Think back to the Cheskas Gimel Shanim days in the third parak. But somebody says, this is my field. Vahotzi says, oh no, but he takes out a shtar. That's why you don't need Gimel Shanim. The one who is squatting, so to speak, takes out a shtar. Lomar, Shemachartili, you sold it to me. Oshanasatili b'matano, what do you mean you gave it to me? Im amar eini makir b'shtar zeme olam. If the person says, I've never seen the shtar before in my life. So he's kind of a shtar b'chosmav. So duki mashtar. Five star, become the star, get to keep the field. Vim Omar, but if he says it is a good star, but star pasim who zeh. Star pasim means it's a fake. You just wrote it. I wrote it so you could appear rich. Star pasim. Oh, star amana. Or it's a star that I was going to sell it to you, but I never did, and you never pay me for it. In all these cases, he admits that the star was written, but it's not a true star. Shemacharti lechavalona satili damim. So then, im yesh edim, if there are edim that his claim is a good claim, that he was a fake, so halachach edim, then the edim are, you follow the edim, v'yim lav halachach ashtar. And if not, if there are no edims, then the shtar talks, the shtar is kosher, and he can't undermine it. That's the brisa of Bar Kapara. So asks Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, Lamer Rabbi Meir he? Shall we say this brisa is only the following the sheet of Rabbi Meir? Da'amar, Mode b'shtar shekatzva yinasorach l'kaima v'lo rabbanan. Would rather not say a brisa is only a das, one das yachid. So shall we say this is only Rabbi Meir? Meir says you don't have to be mekayim the shtar? So if he would admit to it, then he wouldn't nuki nikiim shtaris? Amar Lei says, Rabbi Yochanan lo, shiny omer divrei akol, mod de b'shtar shekasvo ein otzarach l'kaimo. No, Rabbi Yochanan says, everybody holds. Mod de b'shtar shekasvo ein otzarach l'kaimo. Not just Rabbi Meir. Says Reish Lakish, one second, there's a Mishnah. V'amiflag pligi, we have the Mishnah Naman Aleph, Titznan. Ein ne'manim l'poshlo, div Rabbi Meir, tacham omer ne'manim. It's a machlokas tanoim. Mod de b'shtar shekasvo. How could you say everybody holds? You do not have to be mekayim it. Omar Leir Yochanan says back, as this is the Havamina that we said before, E Adim Alimi Umari Shtara, Iu Kol Kamine? How could you compare that case where the Adim are saying there's something wrong? That's where there's a machlokas. But here, it's him? He's saying there's something wrong? Who says he has that power? And therefore, Eino Tzarek Lekaimo. Omar Lei, Reish Lakish continues and says, V'halo mishimcha amru, yafe iru b'nei mishpacha. But I heard in your name about that B'nai Brak story, that the B'nai mishpacha had a good claim, yafe iru. They were ma'ara properly, which means, in a case where it's the Baldover, it's not Edim, we do trust them, and therefore tzarech l'kaimo. Omar Lei says, Rabbi Yochanan, zu elazar amra. Ani lo amarti davar zeh me'olam. That was my student of Elazar. I never said that. I never said that. Often you'll ask a Rebbe, oh, your student said, I don't know what you're talking about. It wasn't, I never said such a thing. Like the Chaim Sofer quote that we like to quote. Chaim Sofer told the students, you could say my Torah in your name, but don't say your Torah in my name. And that's the Chaim Sofer. But either way he says, I never said it. I don't know what you're talking about. That was my student. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Im Yechbar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Talmido, Yechbar Rabbi Yanai Rabbo? Okay, fine. He could say Rabbi Elazar never said it, his student. But what about his Rebbe? His Rebbe Rabbi Yanai said it. Where? Dom Rabbi Yanai, Amar Rebbe. Mode b'shar shekasvo, tsarach l'kaimo. Mode b'shar shekasvo, yafi mekaimit. V'amar le Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe, lo mishnah senuhi. Isn't it a mishnah? You don't have to say it yourself. Mishnah senuhi zu, v'chacham omrim ba'motza mechavir olav araya. Ein raya ela b'kiyim ashtar. So you see, his Rebbe Rabbi Yanai said it. So tsarach l'kaimo, even if there are not edim pasaling. So what exactly was Rabbi Yochanan saying before? So the Gemara here by Brahm is going to have to rethink what Rabbi Yochanan said, have a different shot. But it's interesting, the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yochanan relationship, just to end with one other Gemara, interesting Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan was very fond of this Talmud. Even though here he says, I never said it. The Gemara in Yevamis on Daf Sadi Vav, Rabbi Yochanan heard that Rabbi Elazar said something. And he didn't quote it in his name. And he was very angry. And he was very upset. He didn't talk to him. So all the Rabbanim were trying to go over to him and say, what's the big deal? Calm down. So all Lagabi Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. Amar Lei Rabbi Yaakov Aridi says, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe Avdo Kin Tziva Moshe es Yoshua. V'chein also Yoshua lo heisir davar v'chulu v'chulu. V'chiyad kol davar sh'amar Yoshua haya omar lehem kach amar li Moshe. Every time Yeshua spoke, he said, Moshe said this to me? No. Elo Yoshua Yoshe v'dorishtam. V'hakol yodin sh'taras lo sh'moshehi. What are you so upset about? Obviously, if he's talking, they know we got it from you. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ah, you gave me nechama. You helped me out. Nobody else. I didn't like any of their appeasements, but you helped me out." Then the Gemara says, "This is Rabbi Yochanan. This is one of the Adar, the author of the Talmud Yerushalmi. What did he care so much? If it was said in his name, he wanted the credit." So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says, Ella Amar David, Lefnei David Amalach says, Agur ba'alcha olamim. I will live in your tent for worlds. What does it mean for worlds? Ella Amar David, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Yi Ratzon Sheyomru Davar Shmua Mipi Ba'olam Hazeh, V'kol Tamar Chachan Shomru Davar Shmua Mipi Ba'olam Hazeh, Siv Sosav, Dovavos Bekever. I want it to be said, because if my student talks in my name, said Rabbi Yochanan, it's as if I don't die. If it's as if I'm still alive. And that's called Omer Dabar B'Shem Amro. We're giving life to others. We have to realize the godless of the relationship between the Rebbe and the Talmud. But as a Rebbe, we have to not take things so seriously. And as a Talmud, we have to try to be makbid for our covenant of our Rebbe. Either way, we have to be out for each other's Torah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, again, over the next day or two, we'll try to get onto a schedule. Over the next couple of days, we'll get a day ahead. And Beth Hashem, we'll pick up with the summer schedule. Okay, we'll stop here.